Welcome to Let's Talk Learning Disabilities with Lori Peterson and Abby Weinstein. Lori and Abby spend their days talking about dyslexia, dysgraphia, dyscalculia, and ADHD. They talk to parents of struggling students and adults who have had a lifetime of academic challenges. They want to share those stories along with their own insights with you. So, let's talk learning disabilities.
Hi, everybody. This is Abby.
And Lori.
And welcome to episode number 97 of Let's Talk Learning Disabilities. Hope you guys are having a great day. Today, we have a special guest with us. We have Polly Benson from LegiLiner. And I think you guys might be really interested in what she has to offer and talk about. Hey, Polly, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So can you just start out just giving us a little refresher, kind of who you are, how you got involved, and how LegiLiner was born?
Well, basically, my name's Polly Benson, as you said, and I'm an occupational therapist. And so I often was pushing into classrooms in the schools, working with students that had handwriting struggles. And oftentimes, we had to push into classrooms that were science or social studies, and they didn't have the handwriting lines. And a lot of times, I'm working with third grade, fourth grade, you know, they don't have the handwriting instruction books anymore. And so I was drawing a lot of lines by hand. And I knew there had to be a better way. And I just thought one day, I need a rolling stamp. So I went out on the internet and looked for, and I could not find anything. And I just said, well, I'm going to make it. And had another OT in the office with me. And we started brainstorming. And she's like, you know, that's amazing. And so I found this scrapbook stamp company called Rolograph. And I made one and just started carrying it around to classrooms. And the teachers went crazy. And they're like, you need to patent that. And they said, you know, That's amazing. We love that. We want one. Well, it was like $35. And I was like, well, you can go get your own, but I'm not buying one for you, right? So anyway, just knew there was a need for it. And I started looking into how can I make this? And I started contacting stamp companies. And I just started down the path. It took me, you know, a long time. I started off about 3 or 4 years before I actually got the gumption to go ahead and try something better. And so basically I used it for 2 or 3 years, gave up a couple times on searching. And then I said, you know what, I'm going to do it. And I went home one weekend and I signed up for a patent. And then I had like 3 months later, my patent was pending. And I said, well, now I have to make something. And so that's kind of how I got into manufacturing. And that OT that was in the classroom with me, we were exploring what kind of names. Well, it's for legibility. And, you know, what can we call it? And we just went LegiLiner, like, let's make lines. And, you know, we're going to do handwriting legibility. And so it all started with the dashed tri-line stamp. And from there, it has blossomed into 20 different stamps now. Wow. We use them for handwriting, math. We have a music staff. We have shapes, all sorts of different techniques for kids that have handwriting struggles. So it blossomed from just my one little stamp into other people's ideas. And, you know, well, you could, what about this? And can you make us this? And, you know, some kids don't like that dashed line in the middle. Mm-hmm. They just need plain lines. Other kids need boxes. And, you know, you can't sit there and draw like 15 boxes in a row and expect the student to be able to replicate that and understand that. So with the LegiLiners, you can just zip, there it goes, across the page, and you've got 15 boxes in a row, and you can write words and practice spelling. And It's so much fun to see that students, they love it. Some of the students do their own lines.
I bet.
You know, the teachers love it. Yeah.
Do you find, have there been students that like it and use it and benefit from it that don't have dysgraphia?
Well, sure. I work with all sorts of students. Any student that has a handwriting struggle, we work with autism students. I work with students that have Down syndrome. I have students that have physical disabilities, and then, of course, the learning disabilities. So Yeah, it's not just dysgraphia. It's, you know, teachers are using it just for counting purposes. And, you know, here, let's draw out a line of squares and let's count them. And, you know, older classroom teachers for middle school are using them for fractions. And, you know, so sometimes when kids look at the stamp pattern, they can like do math you see, like it helps them to see the math and see the concept. And so drawing it out for them by hand is hard sometimes. And when you just zip it out by stamp, then they're all the same. And it works out both for both the parents and the kids.
Well, I like too, because you have the math facts ones, right?
Yes.
And I like that there's some novelty to that, because practicing math facts is boring and flashcards are boring, but there's some novelty to like rolling out your problems on a piece of paper and just answering that row. It's good drill and practice. It's a few seconds, but I think there's just a little bit of novelty in it keeps them engaged instead of just doing flashcards or handing them a worksheet.
Yeah. So we have addition and subtraction, multiplication and division that are just random problems. And then our unique stamp, our third one is math facts. So it has the 3 times 3 through 12 times 12, and it's in random order. So sometimes kids memorize those in order. And so it's random order to make it a little bit harder for them. And they love to draw out their own problems and figure it out, and they can draw out some more.
It's brilliant.
What would you say your most popular product is?
I think our basic stamp is the most popular. We have our tallest stamp is a 1-inch stamp. And then we break down from there in sizes so that students can learn to reduce their sizing. So we have a 3/4 inch and a 1/2 inch stamp and a 3/8 inch. And the 3/8 inch is the wide roll. So kids have to get down to that wide roll paper size for handwriting. So the 3/4 and 1/2 inch are by far our most popular stamps, but we have the one stamp that draws the boxes, and a lot of teachers are using them for 10 frame math. It's similar to the handwriting without tears. So the handwriting without tears boxes, you can draw those out real quick. And that's a double line stamp. So what's nice about that is you can write the example on top, and then the student can directly copy it below. So you know, those are probably our three top. Yeah, and our, you know, surprisingly enough, our fourth one is just a plain double line that, you know, why can't you just draw a line with a pen? You know, well, it's hard to get two lines parallel. Dark ink can help. Yeah, and straight. The darker ink can help kids that have visual impairments or, you know, any visual acuity issues. The double line can be used in the handwriting without tears, but it's also cool to turn it vertical. I had a teacher one time say, oh, look, if you turn it vertical, you can do math number alignment. And I was like, that's brilliant. And so now, like, that's what's helping kids with dysgraphia is it's lining up their numbers when they're doing that, you know, long digit math, whether it's addition, subtraction, multiplication, division. So it's fun to use it for 3 digits too.
And, you know, I feel like there's a lot of students that we evaluate and diagnose with dysgraphia. And when they're older, elementary or even middle school, we might recommend using wide line paper. You know, they kind of poo-poo that idea. They don't want to be using wide-lined paper or anything like
different
that's kind of stigmatizing. However, I think they would love to be able to have a stamp to pull out, draw some lines on their paper, and then write whatever they need to write for class. I mean, it's kind of cool. It's kind of like a low-tech assistive technology device, right?
Right. Yeah.
Well, and especially...
Well, and what's...
I was going to say, so many of those worksheets that they do, they don't give the kids lines.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's fun about it too, is like, it's the kid that needs it. Every kid beside them wants it too.
I bet.
So it's like universal design for everybody. Let's give everybody a quick ledgy line and we can all, and it doesn't seem like they're different. Mm-hmm. And if they have their own, then they're special. And so that's always helpful too.
Well, and I think, you know, a lot of times we hear teachers that are giving, you know, graph paper for math, which in theory sounds like a great idea, but I do think a lot of kids get overwhelmed by the number of boxes and number of lines. And if the boxes are too small, there's not enough space. So I like the idea of just taking the two lines and just going down and giving yourself your columns. Mm-hmm. It's much less overly visually overwhelming. And it just, it does, it helps. It's the columns are what's important in math. And so to me, that's kind of a no-brainer. And if you wanted to do that online paper, you'd end up with boxes anyway.
Right.
But you could do it on just a blank piece of paper.
You know, Polly, we've also done podcasts where we've talked about visual processing disorders, and it really does affect a student's ability to kind of see the line, see the columns, space out their letters on a line, but especially even lining up the columns in math, you know, getting their numbers straight, and even the multi-step problems, having a line for each step. So it's very exciting. I've already recommended it for so many students, but even, you know, a lot of these individuals that have visual processing disorders or deficits could benefit from that as well. So you're right. It's like everyone, there should be a class set in every classroom. And
right.
Even for, we see a lot of parents that homeschool their students or their children, and they are the actual teacher. And instead of telling them to go find a teacher store that sells thick line paper or raised line paper, they can buy the stamps and use the stamps.
Yeah, that's definitely an easy accommodation. One of the things with going and buying paper is then you have a lot of paper and you have a lot of different needs. Whereas with the stamps, you can put probably 10, 15 of them in one little pencil box. They're all refillable ink. You can use scrap paper you have around the house. You can use construction paper. You can put the lines in a thank you card so the child can practice handwriting when they're writing a thank you note. You know, so it's very functional to use throughout their day. We also have a shaded line, which helps to emphasize the lowercase letter below that dashed line. And so that has been proven to be very helpful with kids that have trouble with sizing their letters, because it shows them that half space, that differentiation for, you know, where that letter, where to keep that letter spacing wise.
I love that, the capital versus the lowercase.
Yeah, that's,
we've seen that a lot.
That was new this year, wasn't it? The one with the shaded line?
Yeah. We've had that about a year now.
We bought that one.
Do you have any in the works that you're working on to add to your collection?
We do.
You want to share?
We do.
Ideas?
We have. Sure. We have a single line of letter boxes that will be coming out probably at the end of next month, and then we also have some that we're working that have the slant for calligraphy and cursive. So a lot of kids have trouble with that slant. Uh-huh. And so we're going to have some slanting in the background of the stamp so that they can slant their letters.
Do you get a lot of suggestions from parents like, hey, you know what would be great?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I don't get as many as probably you think, but it's more from teachers or therapists. Like one day someone said, what about a number line? And I'm like, oh, got it. You know, and I had that within a month. It's like, that's such a simple pattern, you know, and let's get that one done. And so, yeah, we're expanding all the time. We're into journaling now. We're doing bullet journaling. So it gives that dotted background. But where it helps in the therapy world is if you have that older student, say high school, and they don't want any kind of baby lines, any kind of stamp lines, the bullet journal dots, if you've ever seen bullet journal paper, it's just a dotted background. So it's not graph paper. It's not overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And it's just a background of dots. And that student can stay aligned, whether it's columns or rows or graphing, XY axis, all that stuff. So the dotted journal bullets are really becoming more of a teacher tool as well, just rather than just journaling.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. I was thinking about that. Yeah, especially for like high school, college students, adults. So that's an actual stamp that makes the dot?
Yes.
The bullet journal dot?
Yes. So we've had that one about 6 months now, and it just makes a wide line of dots that you can just throw in the background or on any paper.
Mm.
So really, theoretically, your stamps really meet the needs of so many different types of learners. And you kind of are meeting them where they're at and letting them take, you know, not have to not write a thank you card, which don't get me wrong, that would have been great for me to get out of writing thank you cards. But, you know, you're allowing them to continue doing what they need to be doing, but doing it in a way that works for them. And I love that.
Right. And even having the ability, I imagine, you know, when I was a teacher, I remember, I think maybe it was like a Love and Logic conference or something. You know, you always learn about giving them choices and them, you know, students being more invested in their work if they had a choice in what they got to do. So I can imagine like putting out a set of, you know, maybe five different kinds of stamps and letting them choose which one they want to use. It might motivate them more to go ahead and write their story and or write that letter they have to write or do fill out that number line for math class. So I like.
Well, and I think it's important to let the child lead. Like if they want to do a curvy line and make it look like a road and then they write out sentence on that road, why not? Like it doesn't have to be a straight line. Yeah. I've had kids use them to make rainbows. Other kids are making the lines and then cutting down that dashed line because, you know, back in the day when you had little cutouts in kindergarten, they always had that dashed line was where you were supposed to cut. So now we're teaching kids to cut on a curve and to cut a curvy line. And so there's just so many other ways to use the Legi liners other than just, okay, here's a line for handwriting.
Right.
Like we've got tons of ideas on our social media. If you look at, we're on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, and it's like, oh, there's a new idea. I want to try that. So from a therapist perspective, it's great because, you know, your first student of the day might be this size, need this size stamp, and this other student might need a different size stamp. So it just allows you to really adapt on the fly, which, you know, meet the need of what that student needs.
Do you have any type of, I mean, I guess through like your social media, but do you have anything that anyone can purchase as far as not like necessarily curriculum, but just some idea books or ideas, or is most of that out on social media?
Most of the stuff on social media is just how to use them. We do have lesson plans. So I have like a monthly membership that parents can join and that's unlimited access to all my worksheets and lesson plans. So my worksheets are designed to be used with any type of a student, no matter how old they are and what their learning ability is. So if you think about that, how do I work with a kindergarten and a high schooler in the same room at the same time on the same worksheet, right? I mean, that's what we do is we use things like social media holidays. And so like there's a National Strawberry Day. So a kindergartner can write about strawberries, can just list the word strawberry. And then a high schooler can write a whole story about how they're harvested. And, you know, we can pull in math and let's do some strawberry math. And so we have these really cool lesson plans. I believe it's $9.99 a month, the unlimited downloads. Wow. And it gives you an OT lesson plan that has a fine motor warm up. It has the handwriting component, and then it has coloring, cutting, gluing, extra credit, YouTube videos, books, jokes, just a bunch of different sensory ideas and how to incorporate that whole theme with your student.
I've had so many parents ask me, how can I help at home? You know?
Yeah. And it's perfect for that.
That is awesome. And so, that's on your website?
Those are on my website. So that's my website, legiliner.net. If anyone's interested in shopping, then they would go to legiliner.com.
Okay.
And that's where they can order all the stamps, take a look at them. Do you have videos of them and all that? I know we did some videos.
Yeah, I have some videos on legiliner.com. Most of the informational and idea videos are on the social media. So I have a LegiLiner business page and then a community group. So it's called LegiLiner Community and Tips and Tricks for Handwriting. So anyone's welcome to join our LegiLiner community group. And there's ideas in there and there's ideas on Instagram. And so it's been fun really putting all that together.
I'm going to share some of that in our Facebook group because I think that's so cool.
I was just thinking about that because those are so many extra resources and ideas that people won't know about if they don't follow you on social media. And then and there's some people that think social media is evil
or they're not
interested and they don't participate when they could be learning all these different tips and tricks of working with their student with struggling handwriting.
Yeah, you got to find good.
We're doing a live challenge for, so April is OT month. And in the third week of April, we're doing a live challenge to help parents go in depth with what is their child's issue. So if they sign up for our challenge, then they can actually take a handwriting sample. We're going to like pull that apart and extrapolate what that parent needs to work on with that student. We're going to give them specific tips and tricks on day two. And then day three, we're going to show them how to practice and use those tips within their handwriting.
Hey, so, can you send us something about that? This episode may come out right in the middle of that. And I don't want parents to be sad that they missed it. So do you mind sending us something we can share ahead of time?
Sure. It'll be recorded as well, so they can always get into the group and they'll see it in our group.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Great. Thank you so much for taking time out to be here with us today.
Brilliant. Invention.
I am. Yeah, I'm in just awe. Like, I think it'd be so cool to not only just invent something, but to do have something that's so helpful and useful and to help these kids that are struggling.
Right.
Awesome. Awesome work.
It must be rewarding for you.
And it's great to see the teachers and the parents, and it's great to hear the stories of the kids that have, you know, used them and turned around or do better. And so, I'm here for those students and to help the students. And it's very exciting to see that I'm making an impact and a difference in the world.
I'm sure.
I love it.
That's awesome.
Well, if you guys, we'll make sure we include everything in the show notes, links to the websites, both of them. And we'll post some stuff in our Facebook group too ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being with us today. We appreciate you.
Yes.
Have a great rest of your day.
Thank
guys,
you.
If y'all have any questions or comments or some suggestions for future episodes, please do not hesitate to email us at letstalklearningdisabilities@gmail.com.
And you can also access our podcast website at www.ltldpodcast.com, where you can see all episodes, all 90 we've released far. In chronological order, or you can even choose by categories. There's some groupings and categories where you can find every episode that's ever mentioned dysgraphia. So check out that as a great resource. And thank you again so much to all of our listeners for following us, supporting us, listening to us, and helping us become the top 15%. One of the top 15%
thank you guys.
Podcasts. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for joining us today. In our show notes, you can find information about today's talk, as well as links to resources and other episodes. If you have questions about today's talk, have ideas for future episodes, or just want to stay connected, you can contact us through Diagnostic Learning Services on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. So, let's keep talking learning disabilities. This podcast is sponsored by eDiagnostic Learning. You can find more information at www.ediagnosticlearning.com.